goes.
Okay. A child is born up to an unmarried woman is a
bastard.
Okay. Are there any other names you've heard used by other groups, such as blacks or poor whites, etc.? They can. So I'm going to say that you have heard woods cold.
Woods cold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot. Okay. And what if she was nicer? If she was nicer yet, you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
nicer.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost his father and mother is called
orphan.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its
godparents. Foster parents.
Okay. Yeah, I think guardian. Because godparents, you wouldn't have to go out.
No, that's right. That's right. Because we've had, I know when they're christened up yonder, we have a godfather and a godmother,
right.
You know, when they're christened.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, she says, you say, she asked all
her kinfolk.
Okay. Or
relatives.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but I'm actually no...
No kin to her.
Okay, no kin to her, yeah. Somebody who comes into town and no one has ever seen before. He's a...
stranger.
Would it make any difference how far he came from? If he was from another country?
Be a foreigner.
Okay, okay.
Be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. What is a common name for a girl beginning with M?
Maid.
Maid.
Okay.
Martha. Nellie. Billy.
Okay. Good. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? The other three are Mark, Luke, and John.
And Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school is a
teacher.
Any other name for that one?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call them when you're children? Would you call a teacher?
That's all I remember. A teacher.
Name, it sounds very much like copper. The common name, what is that? What would that name be? This is. Sounds much like the word copper.
Copper?
Yeah.
Copper.
Okay.
Copper.
Now, how would you address the woman by that name?
This is Ms. Copper.
Okay. Alright. Okay, fine. A preacher that's not really trained doesn't have a regular pulpit. Preaches on Sunday here and there, makes his living doing something else.
He's called a layman.
We call him, the Methodists call him layman. I don't know what.
I call him Jack
Redford. That's right here.
Jack Redford.
Uh-huh. If he isn't very good at preaching, you call him a
poor preacher.
A part-time carpenter, you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him with anything serious.